24th Sunday in Year B. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I did not rebel or turn away. I offered my back to those who struck me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. I did not turn away my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God comes to my help. Therefore, no insult has touched me. Therefore, I have set my face like flint. I know that I shall not be shamed. He who grants me saving justice is near. Who will bring a case against me? Let us appear in court together. Who has a case against me? Let him approach me. Look, the Lord God is coming to my help. Who will condemn me? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. I love the Lord, for he has heard my voice, my appeal. For he has turned his ear to me. Therefore I shall call on him all my days. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. They surrounded me, the snares of death. The anguish of Sheol has found me. Anguish and sorrow have I found. I called on the name of the Lord. Deliver my soul, O Lord. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. How gracious is the Lord and righteous! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. A reading from the letter of St. James. How does it work, my brothers and sisters? If someone claims to have faith but does not have works, will faith save that person? If one of the brothers or one of the sisters is in need of clothes and has not enough food to live on, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and eat plenty," without giving them the bare necessities of life, what good is that? In the same way, faith, if good deeds do not go with it, it is quite dead by itself. But someone may say, "So you have faith, and I have good deeds. Show me this faith of yours without deeds then, and I will show you faith by means of my deeds." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My only glory is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, which crucifies the world to me, and me to the world. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left for the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he put a question to his disciples, saying to them, "Who do people say I am?" And they told him, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, others again one of the prophets." Then he himself put a further question to them, "But you, who do you say I am?" In answer, Peter said, "You are the Messiah." And he gave them strict orders not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man had to suffer much, and to be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and to be put to death, and after 3 days to rise again. And he said all this quite openly. Then taking him aside, Peter began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said to him, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God thinks, but as humans do." He called together the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Anyone who wants to be a follower of mine must renounce self and take up the cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save life will lose it, but whoever loses life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.